Hi, Dr. Phil.
Good morning.
Hi, Dr. Phil. Thank you so much for calling in. I am distraught over this.
Well, I think everyone is. It's just such a, you know, that when you add up the stressors in life, the number one stressor is losing a loved one. And the number one stressor on that list is when it's violent and unexpected. And I can just imagine what all of these families are going through right now, because you just don't expect it. And it's so sudden. It's just terrible.
Yeah. Dr. Phil, where were you when you heard the news about Kobe Bryant yesterday?
I was on the tennis court, and we were changing sides, and we had a television there and had the golf tournament on, and they flashed it up, and we just all stopped in our tracks, just absolutely in shock.
Mm. And we found out yesterday that Kobe Bryant was a big tennis player as well.
Yes, and is there anything he couldn't do, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy was just such an athlete and such an intelligent guy. I mean, it's just it's a loss to the community. It's a loss to the nation as well as the family. And I want to emphasize, of course, that Kobe was lost as well as his daughter Gigi, but there were seven other people on there as well. And they kind of get lost in the shadow of such a big personality, and those families are suffering just the same.
Yeah.
And what kind of advice do you have to help us get through this as a nation, as a community?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Everybody has their own way of dealing with grief, but then we have a collective consciousness also. You know, the community has a collective consciousness, and I really think it's important, and we have to think about the children as well, because that's kind of a subset. But I really do think it's helpful to do observances, you know, to have memorial services where you really do acknowledge a person's life. And the main thing is talk about it. You know, you just don't have something like this happen where somebody's been a role model. You know, your kids have the jerseys, they've played Kobe before, they've done this, that, and the other, and have that loss and let them deal with it on their own. It's so important, adult children alike, to talk about these things. Because he was seen like a lot of kids as a superhero. And those people aren't supposed to die. And so when they do, it can be very confusing to children. So you have to talk to them about that and make sure that when they're watching television about it, that you're watching it with them, so you can answer their questions about it and make sure they understand. Really, young children have magical thinking. It's kind of like Snow White. They think, well, this will all go away. She'll wake back up.
Right.
And they need to understand the finality of this. And, you know, the message that I always try to give people, and this sort of tragedy reminds us, is I tell people, do not let the sun set on you another day without saying what you need to say, doing what you need to do with the people that you love. Because you don't know that I'm going to get to the end of this sentence before somebody in your life passes that you wish you had given a hug, you wish you had told them you loved them, you wish you had said you appreciated the things that they had done in your life. It's just so important that we not procrastinate those things, because we don't know the timeline.
Dr. Phil is with us this morning. Thank you for that. It's great to have you on this morning, especially, and this is what we're doing this morning, offering our airwaves and our phones to people who want to talk and talk about meeting Kobe or just how he affected their life and what he meant to our city and our community. I want to ask you something. Have you ever met Kobe Bryant?
Yes, we didn't know each other well, but you know, we had crossed paths, and I don't think he ever met a stranger, and he had the ability to make everybody feel like he was there just for them. And you know, he was just such an approachable, nice guy, and we're going to miss that. And it's sad that he's not going to be an ambassador for the sport. And people talk about the second act. You know, he's already won an Oscar and was working with kids and stuff at his academy. So, you know, that's going to be missed. I'm talking just about his personality. Obviously, he wasn't going to be on the court, but just I'm sorry for that loss as well. And, you know, Gary, what you guys are doing this morning is exactly what I'm talking about. Talking about it, letting people express themselves, hearing others talk about it. You know, that really, really helps.
can you comment, Dr. Phil, on Kobe's personality and on what made him a champion? Because I think that's, you know, that's one of the things that people were in such awe of. You know, a lot of people have talent, and but not a lot of people reach the heights that Kobe reached. What is it about somebody like Kobe that made him a champion, that made him work that hard? It was almost like he was never not going to be a champion, you know?
You know, I have kind of made a hobby and a real interest out of studying champions, winners, since I was 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And Kobe is one that I have really focused on. And, you know, I've talked to coaches, people that have been around him. Shaq's a good friend of mine. Charles Barkley's a good friend of mine. And everybody says the same thing about him, and that is he was the hardest worker of anybody you had ever run across.
Mm.
I mean, no matter what. I mean, be first one there, last one to leave. Just work, 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 work. And, you know, basketball fans know, and probably the general population that doesn't follow basketball a lot may not, but, you know, he was the youngest player, I think, to ever be in the enter the NBA.
He
went straight
from
high school at 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, can you imagine?
And the pressure.
Yeah, that kind of fame and money. Yeah.
Yeah, and the maturity it took to manage that and then to compete at that level with grown men when you're 18 years old because your body hadn't finished developing yet.
Mm-hmm.
But he had such a work ethic, and I think that's what. And obviously, he had talent. No, I could work that hard; it wouldn't make any difference.
But, right, right, yeah.
But when you have to have some God-given talent, but to take that and not squander it and work that hard. And
yeah.
You know, the statistics are that 2 years out of the professional sports leagues, whether it's football, basketball, whatever, close to 80% of the players find themselves in difficult circumstances because they don't have the counseling they need financially and otherwise, and so they wind up in trouble. And, you know, look at Kobe. That's absolutely not the case. His second act already has reached such great heights that he clearly was on a trajectory to be as successful outside of basketball as he was in basketball. And that's no accident. I mean, he's a hard worker, and that's why you see what you see from him. And, you know, I hope people talk about that and focus on that and not let his memory die. You know, there are people that really idolized him, and, you know, he can still be idolized.
Yeah. Dr. Phil, there's a Laker-Clipper game tomorrow. Can you imagine what's going to happen at that game? I have this feeling that you're going to see a lot of NBA greats from all over the league, and the people like Michael Jordan who would either going to be there or would want to be there.
Or what about Charles Barkley? Have you spoken to him, Dr. Phil?
I've not talked to Shaq or Charles. I'm going to talk to both of them today, mm-hmm. I hope. And I haven't talked to Doc Rivers. I know he's a friend as well, and I saw him at a press conference, and he had a really difficult time even getting the words out.
Yeah.
And I was really surprised that the NBA played yesterday. I thought they mm-hmm. really might go dark for a day.
Well, two of the games were already in progress when they found out.
Right.
So that's probably why.
Yeah.
I was really, really pleased to see them do the observances they did in taking the 24-second clock violations on both sides of the ball. And it's that kind of thing that, you know, people really respect and admire when they see the players do that. So when I saw that, I thought, well, you know, maybe that's really good for people to see them honor him in that way rather than cancel the game. So,
Dr. Phil, we know you're on the way to a taping, and we thank you for taking this time and just being with us. And, you know, you're a big part of this community, too, and obviously you're connected to a lot of people.
And you have grandchildren as well as your children. What will you say to them?
Well, you know, it's like I said, you have to do it at an age-appropriate level, and everybody says that, but they don't say what that means. And really what it means is listen to their questions and answer at the level of their curiosity.
Ah, great advice.
And you just don't want to go taking them down a path they don't go down, because even at 10 years old, kids don't really always understand the gravity and permanency of death. And So, you know, let them guide the conversation. But, you know, I'll just close this out with two things. Number one, it really does help to participate in community memorial services and things like that. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of a passage. It's an observance where you say, okay, I've honored this person in that way. And then the second thing is really take this as a reminder of, you know, we're not here forever, and we truly, truly do not want to let the sun set on us again. Pick up the phone, stop by, hug your kids another time. You just don't know when this is all going to come to an end. There's not any of us getting out of this alive.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Phil, thank you so much. Have a good day today. Thank you for taking this time and helping everybody in L.A. come to grips with what's happened.
Well, Gary Lee, thank you guys for doing this. I really appreciate you devoting the airtime to it. We'll certainly miss Kobe.
Yeah, we will. Thanks, Dr. Phil.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So long.